Central Time. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we hear from one Milwaukee area woman who plans to run 30 marathons by her 30th birthday.
First, torrential rains throughout southern Wisconsin led to widespread flooding this week in Dane County. In areas such as Belleville, roads have been washed away. And in Madison, the water levels of Lake Mendota and Lake Monona are still rising, causing havoc along some of the city's busiest roads.
More rain is also forecast throughout the weekend, potentially making cleanup efforts more difficult in the coming weeks. Our next guest has spoken with local officials and the National Weather Service to get a sense of how the next few weeks could shape up for the area.
Meg Jones is a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Meg, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Judith.
So from what you're hearing, what is the latest on the flooding situation in Dane County right now?
Well, water levels are very high in Lake Mendota. And as you know, Mendota and Monona are all kind of connected through the Tenney Dam that goes through the Yahar River. Now, earlier today, what they were doing is they were releasing water from Lake Mendota into the Yahara River, and that's just to kind of relieve the flooding. But that means that water is going further on downstream, and so they're having difficulties. And anybody driving around in Madison already knows this. With like all 18 of the 19 beaches on Lake Mendota are closed because of bacteria in the water, and the low-lying areas, which are a lot of the streets around there, they're having to be closed because of water. Now, what they're saying now, and this could really wreak havoc on people driving in Madison, is that East Washington Avenue, they're probably going to have to close some lanes, and they might even have to close it completely if the water levels continue to rise between Mendota and Monona.
And as a motorist in Madison, I can confirm that that would be a very bad situation. What we are also hearing is that there's a lot riding on the dam that's at Tenney Park, and there's been some concern among city officials that the dam could be compromised if water levels go up any further. Were that to happen, how bad of a situation would that be for Madison and the residential areas around there?
Yeah, that could be quite dire because that's all connected in there, and the Tenney Dam is kind of a fail-safe for that. So I know that's all very, very much interconnected. And meanwhile, as folks are dealing with, you know, cleaning up and trying to get their cars back or their cars totaled, and just dealing with the havoc of trying to drive around, folks are looking up into the sky, though, because more rain is expected tonight. Probably it's going to come to Madison overnight, probably in the early morning hours, and then it's going to likely rain off and on tomorrow. Now, what the Weather Service is saying is that it doesn't look like it's going to be a relatively fast-moving system. There's a low-pressure system that's moving in from the Upper Plains states just to the north of, like in central Wisconsin, so we'll be in the southern end, which means we'll get a lot of humid humid moisture in that air. But the problem is, though, is that we've already got a lot of water. So you just add a half inch or an inch more water, and that's going to create a lot more problems.
Right. I mean, some areas of Madison got, you know, 7 to 10 inches of rain. So another 0.5 inch, inch and a half of rain doesn't sound so bad. But on top of all the water that's already there, it sounds like there could be some pretty bad consequences. How are residents and businesses preparing for the possibility of more flooding?
Well, I know Monona and the city of Madison are filling up sandbags, and I know the city of Madison just recently brought in another 100,000 sandbags, and also the state's sandbag filling system. So people are kind of hunkering down. They're trying to save what property that they have that hasn't already been affected. I do know that the National Weather Service is saying what had happened on Monday night, which was really kind of unusual, is that the system just parked over western Dane County and didn't move. Normally, if you have that much rain, it moves through. It may be 30 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour, and it moves off. But it was just one of those strange confluences where it just stayed there. It was like basically western Dane County was just under like a big, huge shower spigot. This one is going to be moving off much quicker, but that still is going to mean that there's going to be rain falling. So, yeah, you've got already saturated ground. You've already got filled lakes and rivers. and those are only going to rise.
We're talking right now with Meg Jones. She's a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we are getting an update on the flooding situation here in southern Dane County. And Meg, moving out of Madison for a second, some of the hardest hit areas were a little bit to the south and west of Madison in the areas of Cross Plains, in Black Earth, in Mazo, and people ended up in shelters because of it. What are we hearing about how many people are still residing in shelters at the moment?
Well, I know there was no people that stayed overnight in the there's three shelters, one at Madison High School, one at the middle school in Cross Plains, and then the Mazo Mani Elementary School. Mazo Mani shelter was the only one that had people staying overnight, and that was a dozen people. But the rest of the shelters are also busy, though, because people can come in and get free cleanup kits. And a cleanup kit is like a bucket, sponges, bleach, mops, that type of thing. The Red Cross is providing that. But they're also coming in to get food and maybe a shower or something like that. But Mazo Mani, though, those folks got hit very hard. And I know Tuesday morning and much of through Tuesday, they were still doing water rescues in Mazo Mani to try and get people out of their homes. And I know a lot of those folks have found other shelter either with families or friends. But the Red Cross told me, though, that they plan to stay open. They weren't going to be closing up after today because of the rain coming in. So they're not sure whether more people are going to be needing those shelters, and they're going to be open for the remaining future.
We've also heard reports of highways being washed out, of travel being difficult getting in and out of these areas. What have you heard from emergency officials on how easy it is to get in and out of these towns and villages at this point?
Well, it's not. It's not easy to get in there because kind of the main artery that connects Black Earth, Cross Plains, and Mazo Mani is basically it's washed out. Because of Black Earth Creek, it was rising. And the thing about it, I talked to the DOT yesterday, and they've got crews out assessing just how bad everything is. But there were some areas that were still inaccessible to the DOT inspectors to try and find out how bad bridges and how bad roads are. So, you know, and that's not a quick fix. That's not like they can go in and put in a new road in a day or so. That's going to be quite some time. So I imagine that there's going to be a lot of detours through that area for many weeks until they can get in, until the waters go down, until they can get in and replace bridges and culverts and roads that have washed away.
Is it too early to put a price tag on the amount of damage that we're possibly looking at here?
From what I've heard, yes. I haven't heard any specific number yet, and of course, you know, you're dealing with a lot of different municipalities. Mazo Mani will have their own damage, and Cross Plains, and the city of Madison and Monona. What all I know is that Paul Soglin, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, said on Tuesday that it's unknown at this point, but that it's in the millions of dollars, and it's not just people who lost their cars. It's people, whose businesses and homes were affected. And so plus you've got multiple jurisdictions. So I just think it's fair to say that it's millions of dollars, but I'm still waiting, and it'll probably take a few more days before we get a definitive estimate of damage.
Talk a little bit more about the state response to this. I know that Governor Walker has been out touring some of the damaged areas, declaring here in Dane County, County Executive Joe Parisi declaring a state of emergency. Talk about the response that we've seen so far from local and state policymakers.
Yeah, well, so it's a much lower bar to declare a state of emergency for like a city or for a county than it is to be considered a federal disaster area. So, and that takes a lot of paperwork and a lot of people, boots on the ground, kind of figuring out what's going on. So, whether that area will get federal disaster funds, you know, on akin to like hurricanes or you know that kind of stuff when FEMA gets through, I think that's going to take a while before we know about that. But on a local level, though, the city of Monona declared a state of emergency, and the county declared a state of emergency, and that frees up people. You know, they can call in National Guard troops. They can call in other units to help out with that sort of thing. And it also what also I know is that when I was talking to the Red Cross just recently, they said they're trying to open up one area, kind of a one-stop shop, someplace in western Dane County where everybody that's been affected can go, and basically they go to the one location, and I've seen this with other floods where emergency management is there, and the Salvation Army is there, and insurance companies are there, and so basically it's a one-stop place where people can go, listen, I lost my car and my basement was flooded, what do I do? Or, so they can all go to one spot and get help with filing for insurance and that sort of thing.
And as we wrap up, Meg, we've talked a lot about statistics and figures and dollar amounts, but throughout this whole week, there have been a lot of just human stories coming out of this. And I'm wondering, during the course of your reporting, what are some of these stories that may have stuck with you?
Well, I interviewed Milwaukee Alderman Matt Fair, who he and his wife Connie were just out for a bike ride around 9 p.m. on Monday, when they came upon Jim Sewell's SUV that was stuck in a culvert. And it was Matt Fair got very emotional, as you can probably imagine, describing what he saw and how he tried to save Jim Sewell, but because the waters were just so strong that he lost Jim Sewell. And I talked to Jim Sewell, the gentleman that was swept away from his car, I talked to somebody at the Wisconsin Historical Society today and learned that Jim Sewell was a very interesting man. He was the first historic preservation architect in the state of Wisconsin, and he worked at the State Historical Society for almost 25 years, and he was a renowned expert in historical architecture, and he did a lot of work with Taliesin and basically set up the whole program for historical historic preservation architecture here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's a big loss to our community.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Meg, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Meg Jones is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she joined us today to talk about the widespread flooding in Dane County and how local leaders are preparing for another big rainstorm this weekend.